Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this.
Hey, Soul Tribe. Welcome back to another episode with Lorraine and I. We have had a pretty difficult week.
Yep.
And we definitely wanted to share some of that with you guys because, hey, even like the most aligned person... And we're definitely not the most aligned person, but even the most aligned people are having a lot of moments of triggering and difficult days and weeks. And I've definitely felt that, Lorena, too. So a lot of has to do with the topic that we're going to talk about today, which we decided to name the breaking point.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. And this was Lorena's idea, so I kind of want to give it over to you so you can talk about where you felt that or where that came to you.
Okay.
That title.
That sounds good. I guess that title came from this idea of, first of all, we all know, and I think if anybody's here on a spiritual path, you know that we're all in this moment of awakening. And I feel, like even speaking to my friend the other day and today, just feel like, wow, I've woken up so much in the last year with everything going on. I feel like I've really come so far. I still feel like I'm not fully awake, of course, but I've come to see so many truths and so many things that I think I was blind to before. And I think now humanity, the world, you know, our spiritual paths, we're in a moment where we're at a breaking point. Like we need to make big decisions. We need to really follow our true path, honor ourselves, but also really just be true to what we feel that we need and not listen to everything external to us that a lot of it doesn't have our best interest. And we've talked about this before, right? You know, there's a lot of things that we need to pay attention to. And this breaking point to me is really a spiritual awakening. It's what came to me a little while ago is this alliance of light workers. And we've talked about the light worker collective. We talked about different things within the light workers. But this to me feels like an alliance of people coming together and being able to wake up, because by us waking up, we're going to help other people wake up. And this is awakening of truths, awakening of our values, an awakening of our liberty, an awakening of what our future is going to look like. Because if we don't wake up, I feel like we're at this point where it's like a fork in the road, right? Where we can all go down two separate paths. And the problem is that we're divided, you know, and we've talked about that also. I think, I don't remember if it was on the Patreon where we saw this kind of separation of energies and separation of truths and separation of everything. And then we're all being divided. So I think that division is inevitable because we're not all here ready and willing to wake up and to see things the way that we need to see them. And that's okay. I don't think that is the ultimate kind of goal or future anyway. But, you know, just looking at myself and what I've been through in the last few, I want to say like year and a half with the pandemic, I think that's really woken me up to so much and to really figure out what my truth is and honor that. And I want everybody here listening to this podcast to do the same. So we thought we would do kind of this episode where we can talk about all this fear that's coming up and how that's like blinding us from really going down that path that we need to go down that is right for us. And I'm not saying this is the right path for anybody. I know what my path is. I know where I'm going down. Lucia knows where she's going down. We're very certain of that. But there's a lot of people that don't know, and they're torn, and they're feeling so much fear that's holding them back from really making a decision that's right for them and not what's right for everybody else and that's right for what people are telling you is right. So it's really difficult. You know, if I really take a step back from it, and there's moments that I get frustrated, there's moments that I have to really do my breath work and meditation and just be like, okay, I don't have control over this situation. The only thing I have control over is how I feel about it and what I do. So I think you all need to kind of think about that as well. Like, your actions and what you're saying and doing is also going to affect somebody, but also in a way where we're not trying to make anybody make a specific decision or go down a specific path. It's we want you guys to have the tools so that you can make the decision, not from a place of fear, but from a place of complete and utter intuition or connection or guidance, and just know that you're going down the path that you need to. Because I think many of us, and I was down that path a while ago, I feel like a year and a half ago, before waking up, I was in that fear place. I was scared. I was feeling so many things that really wasn't allowing me to think straight. Because obviously there's some rationalizations we need to do, but there's also intuition. So it's finding that balance that when we are in this breaking point, that we can make the right decisions and then we can really do what's right for us and not what people are telling us that's right for us.
Yeah. It's not easy. And I understand everything you said. I want to start with, just to kind of like, pick up from what you were saying. I'm very clear as I'm not going through a difficult moment because I'm unsure what I'm going to do. I'm not going through a difficult moment because I am confused or I don't know what's best. I'm at a for me personally, as an individual, what I'm going through now is difficult because I see things so clearly and I see so many people that don't see it clearly that it really concerns me. It really concerns me because I'm spiritual enough and I have enough spiritual connection with the Akashic Records, and I have enough experience being a reader to know that if a mass amount of human collective is going down one route, even if I'm on the route that's most convenient for me or humanity in a sense, if the majority of the human collective is not down that route, then it's really difficult as a light worker to continue doing your good work. Because, and this is where that breaking point thing comes in that you decided to call it. Once that route's taken, it feels like there's no backtracking, but it feels like backtracking would be impossible. And so you're either on one of those two strings, and that's the divide you were talking about. You're either on one of those two sides. It's either you're going down the path of going, I'm aligned, I'm centered, I'm informed. Because guys, it's really important to understand that as a soul, no matter how connected or spiritual you are, you have to be informed. And I'm going to say it in a, maybe it sounds negative, but this is the best way to understand it, I think, for human minds. Know your enemy. Know, so in this case, what we're trying to figure out is know who's controlling you and then know why they're trying to control you so that you can free yourself, re-empower, which is what Lorena and I keep talking about, re-empower yourself and help the rest of the human collective align so that we can all create this mass awakening Lorena's talking about that we really hope that happens. We want to continue down that route. And like Lorena said, we've talked a lot about the Lightworker Collective. That Lightworker Collective is essential. And I see also myself in one area of that light collective that I don't see all the light workers. And I see the light collective even divided. And that's what concerns me as a light worker. That's what concerns me as part of what I'm going through on a day-to-day basis. It's, I know there's so many people that know exactly, like, we're spiritual beings, we're having human experiences, we need to connect with our higher self, we need to listen to ourselves, we need to stay healthy, we need to blah, 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 all those things that we all already know that Lorena and I have been talking about for a year and a half. But now I see a divide between those light workers that just want to try to stay in the light and stay manifesting brilliant, amazing things, which I also want as a light worker and as a human being. But I also know that I need to stay on the line of being informed so that I can help the rest of the collective see the light, see the truth, re-empower, realign, and we're all going to take control back in that sense.
And another thing I want to say that came up kind of channeling is you're talking about the light, right? There is no light without dark. So there has to be this, you know, even when I see this vision of this path that we're all going down, we're either going down one path or the other. There is, it's not like, oh, there's a gray. No, it's black or white. Like it's very, very divided. That's the way they're showing it to me, at least. But this light can only exist with the dark. So obviously it needs to be there. It needs to exist. But at the same time, when we don't know what dark is and we don't know what light is, how can we don't know, we can't see it. So the more this is how I feel, at least, the more we're working with light and we're working with the light worker collective, and the more we're waking up and seeing things and going through this breaking point where we need to make decisions and wake up, it's like, we're going to see the light so then we can see the dark. So it's like you can't see one without the other. And it's a good point you're making. And we can't just see the light and the good. We need to see every spectrum right now. We have to see both sides because that's the only way we're going to be able to make an informed decision. So that means hearing different opinions. That means seeing things in different ways. And even, you know, something like I had the opportunity the other day, I'm not going to say who or how this happened, for someone to tell me what someone else informed them of about a specific thing. And I was like, well, I don't really believe in this, but you know what? I'm going to listen with a completely open mind. This isn't the avenue I want to go. This isn't the decision I want to make, but I'm going to listen to everything this person's saying. And then when I was listening to them, I was like, wow, they are really working from this place of fear. And I noted that to them. I was like, can you hear yourself? Everything you're saying is coming from this place of complete and utter fear.
I know what you're talking about because I went, I don't even want to hear it.
I know, see, off. But I don't want to be that way. I want to listen to everything because that's what I preach.
It's not that I don't care. It's that I already know that dialogue that they have.
I know, but I wanted to hear them out because if you can listen to somebody and you can listen to their voice, the way they're saying things, how they're conveying it, but you listen with an open mind.
Yeah, but that's because you're an empath. That's because you're an empath.
Yeah, but this is something I've adopted recently because I said, okay, I can listen to whatever I want, but I also want to hear every side of it because you could still learn something. It doesn't mean I agree with it. It does not mean that I'm going to go down that avenue. It doesn't mean I'm going to make that decision that they're making or believe what they believe. But I did still learn something and it made me look and investigate other things. You know what I mean? So when I was listening to them, I could just see the fear. And I'm not going to say like sometimes when I listen to certain things, fear doesn't creep in. It does. It still does. And I feel fear, but in a different way than this person was feeling, of course. I feel fear of people not waking up. I feel fear of things turning down a different way and us having to go through something that we don't need to go through. Because something you said about the mass awakening that really kind of made me see this vision of like, yeah, there needs to be this mass awakening. Not all of us are going to go down that path. That's the reality. We know that. Lucia and I are like so in tune with that. We've received that message. We know. But that doesn't mean that most of us can wake up and see things the way that we need to see them. And the fear is just really overtaking. And that's the media. Media is creating fear around everything right now. And that's scary how people can be controlled with fear and how, you know, I've been thinking a lot about history and how history repeats itself if we don't learn from it. And it will in its own way right now if we don't wake up. So, you know, we're not going to get into specifics.
Don't even get me started on history. Like,
yeah,
I fully believe that we're not taught the true full history of like who we are and where we came from.
It's too painful
because of that.
It's too painful. Most people can't take it. And I think...
I'm not even that. What is it called? I'm thinking of the verse in Spanish, but it's something along the line, if I translate it, it's a town or a city that doesn't know its history is bound to repeat its own history.
It's true.
It sounds better in Spanish, though.
Yeah, it's true, though. We're all going to repeat history, or worse, you know, we're all going to backtrack. Because like you said, there is no, that's the way it feels, and it feels very negative, I guess, but it does feel that way, and I'm feeling the same thing as Lucia. It's like, it'll be very hard to go back from all this if we move forward in a way that's not respecting ourselves and making decisions not from a place of fear, but from a place of love and opening and understanding and investigation and seeing both sides, you know?
I have a really good way, I think, to explain part of that, what we're talking about, in a more comprehensible or more easy to understand way. And that's, what's the number one rule of the soul when it incarnates?
Free will.
Exactly. 100%. What is happening right now? Our free will is being taken away from us, and our options to choose for ourselves, whether, okay, fine, you know what? Let's go to the beginning of this. And in the beginning, the Keshwickers were very in favor of this quarantine because it was going to help us begin the mass awakening that needed to happen, and because it was going to allow us all to slow down and go in. Remember, they said that so many times. Slow down, go in, go in, go in, go in.
It was important.
And so I think many of us did that. I can't talk for everybody, but I think many of us did do that. At least look around me.
That's how I woke up.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people around me change and go. They weren't busy going to work, commuting, and they were able to do that. So now I get why the Keshwickers were like, yeah, okay, let's permit it for, you know, a year. Light wants this to happen for a year because we want them to wake up, because the challenge is coming after. Okay, well, we're in the middle of that challenge.
This is a breaking point.
And now
point.
We're finding that, yeah, exactly. That's, yeah, exactly what the title you gave it. So now we're at a point where we should have learned, we should have gone through that process properly. We should have learned from it. And now we need to go, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. And the number one, because like, if you want to call it a law or a constitution on earth, well, on the other side, it's the contract of the soul. The number one rule, the most important rule, is the free will of the soul. And that's being broken every day that we're in this situation.
That's why so many souls are leaving through different forms and ways. And I'm just to name a few, like dying with a disease, dying out of nowhere, heart attacks, suicide. It's at an all-time high right now. Mental health is struggling for most people. So we're seeing this decline in health, right? This decline in health. And this isn't just about the pandemic. This is about other things as well, too. And people are leaving because this is part of their contract.
But I hope that those that are listening to our podcast have actually managed to up their health.
I hope so,
too. Because now that we've been home, like I know that you've done that and I've done that. I'm much healthier today than I was a year ago.
And I'm very proactive. You know. I think that's the mentality we all need to have right now. It's, I go get my blood work done every year. I get my tests done every year. I know my family history of health, so I make sure that I take care of those things that I think I could be more prone to get. You know, I'm going to acupuncture. I'm changing my nutrition. I know what deficiencies I have in certain minerals in my body. Vitamin D, huge right now, right? So I know I have a deficiency in vitamin D. I need to take care of that right now. So I've already spoken to my doctor. I've upped my vitamin D dosage. You know, I tried to use breath work, not stress, things like that. Those are things you can be proactive about that you can control. You don't have to necessarily pay somebody to do for you. You can get the information and then take action. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I mean, so again, without naming names and stuff, I had a concerning conversation the other day, where I was asked, what am I doing to ensure that I stay healthy? I think the conversation was triggered because I had been asked if I was going to get the vaccine. And I said, no, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm a healthy person. I don't need it. Even though I've always had issues getting sick, but I know that I don't need it. And I actually don't agree with, I'm in the process of detoxing. Why am I going to add more toxins to my system? And besides a bunch of other stuff, that doesn't matter anymore. We're not really talking about that. But the conversation was, I think that there was a trigger from the other side of the conversation where like, I wasn't getting it, but I'm not being responsible. And I said, well, what do you mean? What am I doing? I exercise every day. I eat super healthy. Like you said, I'm taking those supplements and minerals, and I'm even now drinking water that has a level of pH that helps my body be less acidic. I'm doing so many things. I'm exercising. Like I make sure to do that and make sure I'm getting stronger. You know, I'm doing so many things, and I meditate. I connect with my higher self. And I said, why aren't you doing the same thing? Oh, well, but you have time.
It's a priority.
Well, no, that doesn't, eating food, healthy food or junk food takes the same amount of time, because I make every lunch is a salad, and it takes me literally, Lorena, I think 10 to 15 minutes to have this huge salad ready to eat. So you don't need time to eat healthy food. You just need to be like, I'm going to do it. Boom. That's it. Exercise. I do 30 minutes a day and I've lost weight. I feel strong.
Gives you energy. Minutes, that's it. Every day. It boosts your immune system. It does a lot of things.
Yeah,
it
boosts your energy.
It helps with
system.
Stress.
Drinking the water. Same amount of time takes me to drink water that's not pH leveled. Same thing.
If you just made the decision to do that.
Yeah. And meditate at night. Yeah, I have a daughter. When she goes to sleep, I meditate at night when everybody in the house is sleeping. So, no, you don't need extra time to be healthy. You just need to be like, I'm taking control of my health. I'm not going to depend on, like, a chemical. Like someone says, I don't want to take
painkillers.
What medication? Like painkillers. Yeah. I don't want to take painkillers for this headache. Or okay, just like you make that decision, you'll make that decision that you don't need something to help you stay protected from something that you don't need because you can control it yourself.
That's a and decision so, everybody should make for themselves. Like
exactly.
Whatever
and
feels
I,
right
I
for
hope
you,
that
but
people
go
take
in.
Take care of themselves.
My point is, if you do whatever you decide, it doesn't matter what you decide. I want to say that. It doesn't matter. As long as you're making that decision from not from a place of fear, not from a place of being brainwashed or people putting ideas in your head, from a place of like this, I know this is right for me. And I've investigated, I've looked into this, I've looked into that. I've talked to people, I've gotten several opinions from professionals. And then I make my decision. It's not what I'm told to do. And this is not just with the vaccine. We're talking about other things as well. It's with everything in life. Yeah. It's everything.
It's just that you're being told what to do for everything. You got to do this if you want to go out. You can't go out because of that. You can't do this. You can't go that. Kids can't go to school. All kids can go to school, but they have to wear this. They have to wear that. That's all the free will of the individual being broken. But then you have this other thing going on, which is I've been speaking about against the media for like a year now, probably. Like I'm done with the media. Like I have no more patience with the media. You see the media trying to turn people on each other. So
yeah.
There could be those that don't like my decision and you go, I'm not telling you not to do your thing. I'm going to try to help you see what I see. Cause I want the best for everybody. Cause I actually care, not because I want you to do what I want you to do. But I'm going to show you, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You're going to put the mask on or you're going to get the vaccine or whatever it is that we're talking about. You're going to take your kid to school or not, whatever it is. I'm going to respect that decision, but I'm not going to say, well, you can't go out because of this and this and that. Well, that's the point where I think that's a big part of the breaking point is when they've managed to get, and I think this episode is really about all of this, but when they managed to get the people against each other.
That's the scary part.
That's the problem to me. It's not if you did something or you didn't do it. It's not allowing the free will of each individual to decide for themselves.
Or to say what you need to say.
For example, in Israel, in this moment, if you're not vaccinated, you can't get food at the supermarket. Well, that should be against human rights in general. It's your body and it's your decision and you should be able to get food because that's just something that everybody needs.
Exactly.
Period. Yeah. I don't care what,
but we're going in that direction everywhere with certain decisions and what we support. So know that.
So that's what we're doing.
That's
this episode
a breaking
because
point.
We're worried about people's human rights and just people's general rights.
Free will.
Being broken because there is this mass plan being pushed towards whatever the plan is, whether it be good or bad, it's a plan that's saying we're all going to have to go down the route. No one has an option. Everyone has to do this. Well, I'm sorry. Where did the individuality and uniqueness of everybody come into play? Tomorrow, they're going to tell me that we all have to be Catholics or Christians or Buddha, Buddhist or Jewish? Like, where does it end? Where does it end? This is just the beginning, guys. This is why we're talking about it, because it begins with health. But where is it ending?
Yeah. That's really crazy. Yeah.
Let's fast forward to Venezuela. You can't spend more than blah, blah dollars a month per family, for example. Like, this isn't a joke. This is like, and I'm like, and we're connected to Akashic Records, and we're not just saying, we're not just, I mean, I'm going to say it like a bit like rudely, but like, I'm not just speaking out of my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is literally us being concerned from what we get from the Akashic Records and seeing that we all need to make sure that we, like you said, Lo, we make the decision from a place of knowledge and not fear, that we re-empower ourselves, like we've been talking about for a while. There's a reason why the Akashic Records keep talking about that. But that whatever the other people's decision is, we make sure to stand our ground and say, well, I did decide to do that, but that person deserves their basic human rights and not to be controlled. And we all need to stand up to that, because it's no longer, this is no longer fixable once we go down that route.
I don't think it is. That's the scary part, because once they take things away, they're not coming back, or it will be way harder to get rights and things back. So
they've already announced that even if everybody were to, let's say that everybody on Earth was getting vaccinated, we're all vaccinated tomorrow, they're still not letting people travel. That's a dictatorship. Once they take, like you said, once they take something away, they're not going to give it back, because they like power. That's how they function.
Yeah, that's just an example, but I don't know. Yeah, we are at a breaking point. And when I say breaking point, I don't mean like, because when I imagine a breaking point in my head, it's like, yeah, it's like something splits in half. That's how I feel we are on this planet right now. How we are all kind of being forced to make a decision to go left or right or up or down or yes or no. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't, you know, and especially speaking spiritually, like you said, we are here to experience free will. Our soul is here. And there's obviously still things that we can decide. What am I going to eat tonight? If we're lucky enough, we can decide what we're going to eat tonight. You know, some people might not even have that freedom right now. But we need to think about the decisions that we are making today. Are those aligned with where we want to go in the future? Really just thinking in those terms might make you see things differently right now. And like Lucia said, you know, this is still a year to empower yourself. This is still a year, you know, I keep seeing that the change, and maybe the change I'm seeing isn't so much this change of, you know, it is a change in the future, but in order to create that change, we need to take action, and we can't sit around and let people make decisions for us. So really use that free will right now. It's important that we enforce that at a soul and spiritual level, and know that, first of all, we're all here to live different things, and we're all going to experience whatever's going on right now very differently, of course. But we're spiritual beings. We're here to learn lessons. What do we need to learn from all this? Do we need to wake up? Like, figure that out for yourself. Is this a moment that you need to wake up? Do you need to start to see other opinions and see things differently? That's your breaking point. That might be your breaking point. Like, do I need to start getting other news sources? Do I need to start talking to people that I don't normally talk to, because everybody around me talks about the same things? So this is about opening up. This is about seeing things in different perspectives. And that's why I always say I love the Akashic Records, because it makes you and allows you to see things from another perspective. And the moment I connect, I'm not judging. I'm not, you know, we're talking from a place of urgency. Like, this episode to me feels like it's not fear. It's like urgency. It's like, we're at a breaking point. We all need to realize this. We all need to start acting. We need to start investigating. We need to start making decisions from a place of alignment, from a place of calm energy, not from a place of fear, not from a place of panic, because then we're not thinking straight. We're not making the decisions that are right for us and that will be right for us in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. We need to think about that. And if people are telling you that things are going to go back to normal in 6 months, they're not. You know, this is something I received, and I've been talking to a few people that are also on the spiritual path. This isn't ending in 6 months. This, to me, this has another 2 years, at least.
The Kesha Guard said it, 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years. I keep saying 3 years, and I don't remember when I started saying it, because I don't remember when the first time I channeled that was, and it was probably on the podcast, but the Kesha Guard said 3 years. That was the most probable timeline that they were seeing for this to happen. I still see it active. We haven't jumped timelines to a better reality yet.
And this is the thing, like with the Akashic Records, they're not going to show you everything. Like Lucy and I, when we channeled stuff for the fall, like every end of the year, we channel and we ask questions for the coming year. And we're not given all of the information because we're not supposed to know what's going to happen.
I mean, they said this year was going to be your limitations. And now yeah. I'm like, I never take them seriously. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'll be more quarantined for a while, I guess. Like, I never take them fully seriously.
No, limitations like for real.
Like they weren't kidding. And the year they said that 2020 was going to be a year of chaos before a new order, I didn't take that seriously. I'm like, oh my God. And then you get towards the middle, or the end of the year, I'm like, oh my God, that's what they meant. Why didn't I take it more seriously?
But the thing is, like, as we receive and live and experience things, we're able to get more information through the Akashic Record. So it's like that idea when we teach our Zoom course, for example, we explain, and even in our online courses, we explain how you need to be constantly learning about different things. The more we know about certain things, the more information we're going to receive about it.
Also, they can't give you what you can't handle.
Of course. Yeah. And
show me the whole, this, like in the beginning, the end of 2020, they showed me all of this year, I would have freaked out. I wouldn't have been able to handle
it. I wouldn't have been able to handle it either.
So they can't give you what you can't handle because you're still a human being.
And as we wake up, you know? And this makes sense now, and this is what my masters and guides are saying to me. It's like, you know, as I wake up more and more each day, I'm starting to see the reality more and more. And I am a person that I try to be as positive as possible. I try to see things in the best way possible. I know this is all happening for us to learn something. I think this is also this collective awakening that's happening that we all need to, you know, kind of see in a different way, but then we can't lose our free will in that process. That just can't happen. That can't be allowed, because that's breaking this huge spiritual rule of why we're here. And that's why I'm going to say it again. That's why so many people are leaving. Things aren't being respected and our path isn't being respected.
That's why so many people will be leaving as well.
Will continue to leave. Of course. Yeah. But I think just going backtracking a little bit, gosh, I think I lost it now.
I hope our message is like, I just want to say in case, because like since I'm connected to the Kesha Records, plus like everything that I've been seeing this week and feeling this week, like I hope it comes out from a place of like, we love you guys. We love our community. We love our tribe. We love our people. And we love those that listen to us and talk to us and interact with us. Because you make us feel like if we all come in it together, maybe we might have some difference of opinions, but at least we're a group united and we can fight for our most basic rights as souls having human experiences. And so I hope that everything that we're saying today doesn't trigger anyone in the wrong way, but I hope that it makes you kind of go, let me start looking at things a little bit more from the outside. Let me step out and see the bigger picture and see what's really going on around me, or, you know, the world or my city or my town.
And this is why I think it's so important for us to have these spiritual tools right now, especially the Akashic mm-hmm. Records. And I've said this to a few people lately. It's if you're going to learn to do anything spiritual, do it now, because this is going to be part of your awakening. Especially the Akashic Records, I think, because it's a great tool that anybody can learn, that anybody can have access to, but that in general will help you start to get answers to things that you might not be able to get on your own. And some people, you know, I've had a few readings with well, actually a lot of readings with people who are there on the brink of connecting, right? And they know that they're on the spiritual path. They're trying to get there, but they feel like they can't download information or connect. And this gives you that tool. This gives you that access. And it's like, so I don't want to say easy because it wasn't easy for me, but it gives you, it's like 1 + 1 = 2, right? It gives you the formula to be able to access your information. And in turn, you can connect to your Akashic records. You can listen to the news. You can listen to other sources of media. You can open your Akashic records to make a decision, to do certain things, and to start seeing things from a different perspective. It's going to allow you to do that. That's why I love it. And that's why I use it more and more now than ever, because it's helping me. It's helping me see things I need to see them.
I want to add, I kind of, from my side, want to end the episode from my side saying that this is what the Akashic records are showing me, to kind of get people to zoom out or step out of the big picture. And it's, if you have a little kitten in your house, you can let that kitten run free and run around and there's no danger, right? But if you have a big tiger, you got to keep that thing locked up. And you got to make sure that thing is like fed properly so it doesn't like come and eat you, right? And you got to make sure that it's happy. Like you have to add another level of aspect of control or security towards the tiger that you would have to with the kitten, right? Yeah. That's kind of what they're trying to show me. Why would we be so controlled, and why would we be constantly fed a perspective or a perception from, let's say, the media or our government or whatever it is, whatever they're trying to feed us, that we should think, feel, and what information is supposed to arrive to us to help create a perspective of what's going on? Why is it so important for those? Why do they need to do that? If we're so weak, if we're so incapable of doing anything, then are we the kitten or are we the tiger? We're that tiger, dude. We are beings that are tigers. Like, if we were to connect to our higher selves, see the reality of the situation, and stand up for ourselves, there's no stopping us. And dark knows that. Dark knows the capability that each individual has when it connects with its light side. And it's dangerous for the dark to lose that control. And so what do? Keep them inactive. So close their gyms down. They can't go out. They can't do this. They can't do that. Keep them inactive. Keep them not interacting with each other. So let's keep them. Yeah, you can't go to your friend's house, or you can't meet up with your friends after blah, blah time or whatever it is. Keep them fed a perspective constantly. So the media is going to keep repeating to you the same thing. So you really believe it. And after a while, you find yourself repeating that to your friends and you think that it's your opinion.
And it's not.
But it's really not your opinion. No, it's not your opinion. You just heard it so many times that now it's programmed in your mind. That's why it's called programming, right? Mental programming. They mentally program us. They know these tricks. They've been using on us for years. We're the tiger, and they're trying to stop us from gaining our own power. And this is what we need to realize for this breaking point to be us gaining power and stepping in our full true selves and getting our lives back.
Amen. Yeah. I could not agree more. And like Lucia said, I'll just end with this as well. This isn't to alarm anybody in like a scary way. It's to empower you. This information we're giving and what we're talking about is to empower you to start making your own decisions, start getting that perspective you need, and to take control. You know, that's why we did a whole episode on control. Like, you have to take control back. It's important. Only you can do that. No one can do that for you. This isn't about people making decisions for you, telling you what to do. I just want to make sure that when you do make a decision, that when you do go down a specific route, that you're making it from a place of complete alignment and not from a place of fear. That's all. If you can do that, you're good. But you also have to be real with yourself. It's like, you know, that fear and that ego, and we go through this with students, right? We don't know if we're channeling from this place of ego or fear. So I think that's where we need to really be real with ourselves and realize, oh, wait, actually that is ego coming through. That is my fear. And that's what's making the decision for me. Because if I weren't in this energy, if I weren't being fed all of this stuff, I wouldn't make that decision. That would never even cross my mind. I wouldn't even think or feel this. But like Lucia said, they're starting to program things into us. And that's why you have to be very selective as well with what you consume today, in every aspect, you know, from the food to the media to, yeah, to what you do with your free time.
It's funny because I've gotten to a level of, I've been working, I don't know if you remember, but I've been talking about programming for like probably a year now, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more. And so that's when I started. And it was thanks to my connection with, like you're saying, it was thanks to my connection with the Akashic Records and my spiritual path that I was able to see the level of programming I had. And I was able to kind of work through it.
Oh yeah.
But nowadays I have this level that I've gotten to where I've managed to get a lot of programs out. But now I watch Netflix and I go and I see every little bit in maybe a show or a movie where I'm like, mm-hmm. they put that there. They put that there because they're trying to program this. Like I see them now and it's almost like I get to a point where you see it, when you totally are able to step out and see all those programs, it almost makes you laugh because you're like, these guys are just shoving it everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And one more thing. I think this was in, I think the last, either the last episode or the previous one, we talked about interests, right? What are the interests of these companies, people, media, friends, what interest do they have in pushing an idea on you or pushing a concept on you? So you have to really think about every aspect of that because not everybody has our best interest right now. They might say they do, but they need to prove that with evidence. So
if even family fights for money, why wouldn't a company try to like... Yeah. Fight for something to take from you. If it happens in the best of families.
Of course, like, yeah. It's the truth. It's, you know, the light in the dark. There are people here that are very selfless, very much about helping others, and other people aren't about that at all. And that's the reality. And that's where we have this breaking point where we need to realize what path we're on. Are we going to let things get to us in a way where it's going to bring so much fear that we're not in alignment? No, that's not.
Do you have like a trigger that you felt has been like, cause I was thinking about it and I thought maybe it would be nice to share one of my triggers that I've had this week.
I'll think about that while you tell yours.
My biggest trigger this week was I'm done with people that make money off of movies, like celebrities and music, that have money and they're comfortable in their homes. And most of them moved to like big houses and like, you know, they have green all around them and they're not a situation where a lot of families are stuck in apartments. I'm done with those people telling you what politics you should follow, what health procedure you should follow, and who you should support. Like, you're just a movie star. You're not a life coach. You're not like, just because you succeeded in making a lot of money doesn't mean that you're a better person than someone that doesn't have money.
Or that you know better.
Or that you know better. And that's my trigger. Like, because they use their fame, their status to pressure on what they think everybody should be doing. And people trust them. So that for me is my trigger. Like, I think the era of famous people needs to end and the era of royals needs to end. It's time for everyone to begin to be equal. And that's my trigger.
Mine would be censorship. It really triggers me. It brings me to this feeling of frustration and I want to say fear. I mean, it does trigger fear in me. It's like, wow, how can someone not even just share an opinion? How is that being censored? When did we get to that point? It just blows my mind. It really does trigger me to get angry. And I don't like feeling angry. I mean, very little things make me angry. But that makes me feel really triggered. And it makes me really think, why is that happening? Why weren't they doing that before? Yeah. Why is it all of a sudden happening? Because
that's another free will law being broke. Your right to communicate what you feel, know, and think.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. 100%. So that would be my trigger.
The famous can say anything they want. As long as it's in line with the program.
I don't think they're going to say everything they want anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Mm. But If not, they'll be censored if they're saying something that's against the program anyways, but.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I want to trigger you a little bit more. Let me just tell you that. Did you hear that? Because I know that we use a lot of Telegram to get like secondary news through to each other. And we have follow other groups that also do that. But the New York Times supposedly wants to get rid of Telegram somehow. Yeah, I don't know how they would do that.
I don't know how true that is, but that's crazy. Why would someone want to? I don't know.
Well, they did it to Parler.
Did that happen though?
The server? Amazon like knocked down their server because I think it was like an Amazon server or something. Because Parler was like the secondary Instagram. I had signed up for it. I was on Parler.
It doesn't work anymore?
I think it started working again, but when it was most shared for political views, that's when it was knocked down. Mm. I think that was when it was knocked down. Around that time.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but if that is...
What do you mean that's true? The CEO talked about it. The CEO of Parler talked about it.
No, but I'm talking about Telegram. The New York Times and Telegram, I mean.
Oh yeah. I don't know if that's true, but I saw it and I said, oh, come on.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like the fact that there's so much like, oh, we need to shut things down. We need to make people not speak. We need to make sure only these messages get out. That's scary. That really scares me. That really makes me like, what is your ulterior motive? What is going on here? It makes you really
keep
just
the tiger
stop.
In the cage, fed the only that one perspective. That's what it is.
Yep. So many things come to mind, but I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
Right
well,
now.
I hope that people that are listening to this just kind of like think about it. If you haven't thought about it before, just think about it. Like we want to like plant the seed and help people align themselves for whatever breaking point decision needs to be made at whatever time.
Moving forward for the next couple of years, right? This isn't just now.
Yeah. No, this is going to be for like 2 years, but this is like whatever we step into this year, it's the beginning of that path. That's how I feel.
Yep. I feel that too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks guys for tuning in. And we hope this helps you see things in a different perspective. Of course, you know, we respect anything you guys decide as long as you're doing it from the right place. And we need to respect each other. Everybody needs to respect each other, whatever they do. That's the main thing here. And that's how we're going to be able to use our free will. So we do have a few spots left for our April Zoom course on the 16th and 17th, or is it 17th and 18th? 17th and 18th.
17 and 18th.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. So if you guys are interested, send us a DM. We'll send you some information and we'll get you signed up. So we're not really going to do this course a lot this year. I think it's only like 2 times. So in April and maybe one other date during the year. So if this is something you've been thinking about, definitely sign up. And like we said, this is definitely the time to learn these tools. It's going to help you get the perspective that you need. It's going to help you find the right balance, the alignment to be able to make decisions, move forward from a place of spiritual connection and complete and full alignment with your soul and your soul path. So yeah, we're here to support you guys with that. If you guys aren't already following us on Instagram or Facebook, go and follow us there. All that information will be on the show notes. And we will see you guys next week with a new episode. Sending you guys a big hug.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.